St. John Paul II once said that the wise men were, in a sense, the first missionaries. Their encounter with Christ did not keep them in Bethlehem, but made them set out anew on paths into the world. For we need, on this week of Christian unity, to set out anew from Christ, to set out from him in order to testify to his love by living a Christian life that's marked by communion, charity, and witness before the world. In the encyclical on the commitment to ecumenism, Unum Sent, St. John Paul II wrote, "The Catholic Church embraces with hope the commitment to ecumenism as the duty of Christian conscience, enlightened by faith and guided by love. It is absolutely clear that ecumenism, the movement promoting Christian unity, is not just some sort of appendix which is added to the church's traditional activities. Rather, ecumenism consequently pervades all that she is and all that she does. It must be like the fruit borne by a healthy and flourishing tree, which grows to its full stature. With regard to other Christians, to the great Christian family, St. John the 23rd observed, what unites us is much greater than what divides us. The Second Vatican Council, for its part, exhorts all Christian faithful to remember that the more purely they strive to live according to the gospel, the more they are fostering and even practicing Christian unity. So, evoking this experience of the wise men, we need to set out anew from Christ, to set out from him in order that we testify to his love by each of us living our Christian faith that's marked with communion, charity, and witness before the world. Amen.